This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
Right, so it's 7:54. Let's get to the final part of the show. It's our last 6 minutes. But here we go. So a lot of company news having come out. Where shall we start there, Michael? Shall we start with the good news, Impala Platinum?
Yeah, I mean, they were generating 3.2 billion rands worth of cash in 6 months, paying down debt substantially. And it highlights resource stocks in general. It's either feast or famine. They swung from a loss to a huge profit. Palladium playing part of a role in that. Most palladium mines in South Africa, it's one part palladium, four parts platinum. Luckily the palladium price is playing game.
So it's still not and I know you guys don't like the resource counters themselves, but it's still clearly not necessarily a long-term game because palladium won't necessarily stay up for that long, you know, at these prices.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the prices go up, the manufacturers are finding ways to not use your product. And that's not a great place to be in. And part of the reason palladium has done so well is you go back to the VW scandal, 2015. Palladium is mostly petrol cars, platinum is mostly diesel cars. Yeah. You have VW scandal where diesel cars are no longer popular and the shift to petrol cars and away from diesel cars, and that's why palladium's done so well. But having said that, there is technology to swap these where you can use platinum instead of palladium. And the reason they used palladium in the first place was because platinum was too expensive. So, yeah, you can get an idea of what's going to happen in the next year or two.
Still going to get very difficult there as well for that space, just with regards to earnings, headline earnings. They got 310 cents per share from a loss of 21 cents per share. In the prior period as well, or comparative period, shall we say. Let's get into that retail space as well. Massmart bring out results for the 52 weeks ended 30 December as well, 2018. Total sales of 90.9 billion rand. Have they done as well as we would have thought in South Africa?
Yeah, it's tough. They got the advantage that they span the whole retail space. They're not only focused on one area.
Yeah.
Some of their divisions is deflation, and to operate as a retailer in a deflationary environment is very, very difficult because your fixed costs keep going up, but a lot of your input costs or your selling prices are coming down because of a lack of demand. So it is a tough place to operate. I wonder what the guys at Walmart are thinking after, when did they buy this? 2012, if I remember correctly. Yeah. They paid a lot of money for it and they haven't yet seen the recovery on investment. But it's all retailers in general at the moment are struggling, and we desperately need growth.
Yeah, I want to continue with some of the earnings results, but very quickly, got to touch on some sort of breaking news as well now. Now, the world famous toy retailer, Hamleys, which is the South African franchise operator, is in financial trouble and has actually been put into business rescue. And I must say, one wouldn't be surprised considering, one, the retail space we've just spoken about with regards to Massmart, where headline earnings nonetheless themselves have gone down around 32% somewhat. But it tells you that things like toys are almost falling by the wayside, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, they're very much specialty retailer. Toys is one of the big areas where online is big competition. And we've seen the likes of Toys R Us file for bankruptcy in the U.S. and shut their doors. Unfortunately, Hamleys locally, it's an expensive toy store. So you're at the premium end of clients. It's just tough in general. And then there's a knock-on impact on the malls that host these retailers. I mean, Attack, who have Mall of Africa, say that they're busy looking for new tenants to replace Hamleys. Fortunately for them, Hamleys is a relatively smaller store. They're saying only about 1% of their total space. So it's not the end of the world, but it's not good to see. It's never good to see a business fail.
Yeah, never ever. Okay, between Imperial and Liberty, which shall we go for? Liberty is always hard to read, though. And it hasn't done so well, really, of late. Even a whole restructuring for the company.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't own Liberty, so I don't have any insights there, but I've got the Imperial numbers in front of me,
yeah,
so let's touch on those.
Let's get into that. What's that revenue of around 6% going up there to 26.6 billion?
Yeah, so it's these numbers are a bit more tricky to have a look at because it's the first time since the motor divisions have been spun out, so this is more focused now. But overall, they're saying headline earnings down 31%, and the dividend down 40%.
Yeah.
So it shows you that things are tough. Particularly when you at the coalface of the economy, it's a struggle out there, and it just highlights again the need for economic growth. We can't have growth of 1-1.5%. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, certainly isn't. Well, folks, let's leave it there. Tash?
Yeah, we'll be, you know, around. You can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, and your handle is?
Just Tash.
Right,
two
that's
words.
Just Tash on Twitter as well. Mine is, it's two words, you say?
Yes, just Tash, not as in like... It's just, you know what I mean? Yes.
No, I get you. I actually fully understand that one. Mine is at @RabileG. Of course, you can continue to follow us. We will be, of course, in the space. Financial markets, indeed, is the space we follow up on. To everybody who's been part of the show, thank you so much for following us, being a part of this, and I hope to continue the financial journey beyond just where we stand. From us, it's goodbye. Michael?
It's 8 o'clock.